This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who do you appreciate? Let's take step one here. Seven after the hour, you can appreciate me. I appreciate you listening live. Hopefully you are. Now I'm doing my Yoda act to the good day presentation of what's going on in the world. What are people talking about that means something? Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Flying the friendly skies this week. Sort of changed our opinion. This, I believe, is the number one. Actually, looking at the talkers list, I don't agree with I sometimes don't agree with the way they compile things. But the way that I talk about things and what I sense when I listen to some of the news talk radio stations that I'm exposed to, mostly here, I listen a lot more to news talk in Los Angeles when I'm here than I do in Boston, because I think the stations, at least one, is better. So on the list, the chart for the week, which we go over every Friday in some depth and detail in various hours of my programming, the 10 items here suggest that number 3 is the United Nations scandal, United Airlines scandal. The nuclear threat from North Korea is number 2, Russian relations I think the bomb is really what the overview here is focused on. I found more people talking about this United thing because it's something you can relate to. And one of the angles on this has been, even though we are very concerned about it, there's been a lot of loud noise, chirping from social media, etc. Someone asked me yesterday, and I had a lot of input, it comes through social media myself, and I still pay a lot of attention to my email address, which is doug@dougsteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. If you want to ever get through to me fairly quickly, that's a good way to do it. So the question came on why it is that we're paying so much attention to the situation with the Asian man on the United Airlines flight, and we don't pay this much attention to the continuing slaughter. I put that in quotation marks, but there's something to it. The number of black men, especially, who are being killed by the police and in other circumstances. It's hardly, if you lived in Chicago, interesting that it's the home of the friendly skies. The United Airlines folks have their corporate headquarters in Chicago, and the incident that we're talking about this week took place in Chicago. But if you take how many black men were shot in Chicago, either by each other or police, it's astounding, and there's no real noise about it anymore. Maybe we've just gotten numb to it. That's what I said to this person who asked me the question. We're just numb to it. That doesn't excuse it, doesn't make it better, doesn't change the facts, but it does, I think, give you some... This is different. The United Airlines, the big guy who, in this circumstances, listening to a lot of the press conference yesterday, it seemed like they can make a good argument for profiling, racial profiling. The person at the desk who must, at this point, wish that they'd never gone to work that day, the idea of how do you get somebody off the plane with the least amount of noise, who's going to make the least amount of noise? How about an old Asian guy? He's not going to say anything. We'll get him off. What does he know? Nothing. Not the case for David Dow, though. And then the the way they're getting themselves caught, that is the people who are trying to make something out of him either being discredited as a doctor, who's the guy really, what do we know about him? The lawyer was pretty good at reflecting, or deflecting, rather, the attention on that. So, what did we learn this week? those of you who have bought plane tickets, but you never really knew that it wasn't uncommon for an airline to overbook its flights. And there's always a straggler or two. I find that to be the case when I want to sit up front. And sometimes there are seats and sometimes there aren't, depending on who shows up. And, of course, the airlines want to fill up their planes because they want to make the most amount of money. So when David Dow boarded his flight, he'd paid for a seat assignment, sat in the seat. And then the airline said, well, we need some volunteers to give up their seats. And then now in the aftermath of all this, people are asking, why did they need to do that? They had four employees who had to get to their next destination to be on another flight. So four people were getting off the plane one way or another. At least that's the way it started. At the end, one understood that there were empty seats and the plane wasn't really over. Well, it was over so, but there were six, seven people that didn't show up. The airline tried vouchers for $400. This is like like Jeopardy. I'll take vouchers for $400. And then they tried vouchers for $800. And then they tried vouchers for $1,000. Plus free hotels for the night. They didn't get the volunteers needed. Then whoever was left would be randomly selected and forcibly removed. And that was the final decision on David Dow. The final solution was get him off. Only what they didn't figure on was that he was going to say, no, I got to get to my destination. I would have said the same thing, by the way. I've volunteered, not often, but once in a while. I do a lot of flying, and once in a while I do it. But I mostly plan my flight so that I don't have a lot of time on either end. I just need to get to where I need to go. And apparently that was the circumstance with him as well. So have I been bumped, actually officially not allowed on a plane? I can't tell you that I think I've ever been there. I have gotten a free trip, I think from Southwest, from American. Don't remember whether. Anyway, it's because I volunteered. It wasn't important for me to get to where I was going. But there usually isn't any money involved. I think that's going to change. I think the government is going to step in as well they ought to here and stop these people from just giving you. And then they have the balsam. After they give you the thing, you use it in the year or it evaporates. You have 1 year to use it. I don't think I've ever used it. I had three or four of these things from Southwest. I never used them because I don't use Southwest that much, and I didn't have an occasion to use them, so they just kind of evaporate. I don't think that's fair either. Why should you have to plan your schedule around their mistake, which is basically what they're saying? Okay, we made a mistake. We'll make it good, sort of. So anyway, a lot of attorneys have gotten a lot of into a lot of situational disasters because of this. This guy is going to get a nice. This is my prediction, that by the time they're done, each of the passengers will get $100,000 to $150,000, because there's a class action lawsuit from another lawyer toward American because of the emotional strife. And Mr. or Dr. Dow or whoever he is will end up with $100 to $150 million, and they will never, ever, ever go to trial. They won't. They're not going to. Are you kidding? To risk their operation being unmasked more than it has been? No. They don't want that. It's more bad PR, and they've had horrible. I mean, look at the loads. There are people who just say, no, I'm not going to fly United anymore just by the principle of it. This has been a huge, huge, huge problem for them, and the guy who runs it is, I would be amazed if a month from now this guy still had his job. I can't imagine that the board of directors is going to leave him in that spot. It just doesn't make any sense. And he doesn't make any sense, and the way he handled this shows the arrogance of people who run these big corporations that make all this dough. We don't need this guy. We don't need his money. No. Okay. So let's see how my predictions work out. Meanwhile, there are other things that people are concerned about. Are you concerned about World War III? Do you think the bombing in Afghanistan with that huge bomb has brought us closer to World War III? Do you think that the threats against Kim Jong-un, because this weekend is their big celebration, the anniversary of the founding of North Korea by Kim's grandfather, is that going to be a fiasco? Some people think the United States is going to attack them. I think that's ludicrous thinking, but that's what some people are thinking. Some people think we ought to attack them. And maybe you're one of those. Do we attack the country? Why? Why would we attack the country? We wouldn't attack the country. There's a video. I don't know, Kara, did we ever find or post that video? I think we did yesterday, didn't we? Of what life was like in North Korea. The fact that there is a curfew.
Yeah, I think that we did. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that we did, yeah.
Yeah. The way they live. They have a national curfew. Lights go out. Power goes off. Everybody goes to sleep. And then they have, like it was a concentration camp, they have alarms that go off in the morning to wake everybody up at the same time. It's an amazing reality. They don't have food. They don't have homes. The report on Frontline from this past month, which showed dead people lying in the street like dead rats. When you give them the rat poisoning, they just die wherever they are. It's pretty extraordinary. And they got the money that they have people waking up to. What's going on here? All this money for the military and there are people that are dying everywhere? Wow. So those are some thoughts that I have at 18 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Let's get into some music news now. 23 and change after the hour, Thursday the 13th of April. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Fleetwood Mac, or at least Lindsey Buckingham and Christy McVie, releasing their first album as a duo. Lindsey Buckingham, Christy McVie. Wow, that's clever, huh? Comes out June the 9th. The first single is called In My World, available, I think, tomorrow. Yeah, the 14th. On digital and streaming devices. So is that what we're playing in the background here, Kara? What is this?
Well, this is their song Tusk, which they came out with, I don't know what year it was. It's from an album, Tusk. But yeah, we'll have that song when it comes out tomorrow. I imagine we'll have either tomorrow or next week.
Okay. So they're also together, Buckingham and McVie, on a North American tour this summer, starting in Atlanta in June and going for a month or so, ending up in Denver. Tickets on sale next week for that. So these two are friends. Didn't they have sort of a strange relationship because they swapped men? Didn't they do...
I think these two, Christine McVie and Lindsey Buckingham, from at least the folklore of Fleetwood Mac, these two never had any interaction sexually. Everyone else did. But I don't think these two ever did. She was hooking up with, like, the lighting guy and then wrote You Make Love and Fun, which her husband, who was still her husband, John McVie, had to record with her in the studio. So that must have been really fun.
There you go. So, the working relationship has been rekindled. The tour was back in 2014 when I guess everybody got back together again. And so then they went to the Village Studios here in L.A., where Fleetwood Mac has made a number of their albums, including Tusk. So, they have used Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, to serve as the rhythm section for much of the album. Because, again, they're all...
So, it's basically
friends.
A Fleetwood Mac
it
album.
It sounds like a Fleetwood
minus
Mac deal.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So anyway, they're going to participate in that Bi-Coastal Festival in July, the Classic East and Classic West at Citi Field in New York and Dodger Stadium in L.A. Is it the same day? Why are they just going back and forth?
I think it's two weekends.
They're jumping on a plane and going...
No, I think it's two consecutive weekends, like the way they did it, the old Jella. Remember last year? Jella? Yeah, it was like that.
So the Eagles, the Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan, Journey, and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Fleetwood Mac are going to be Classic East and Classic West. That's how I think it's put together, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. All right, who wants to go see that? Raise your hand.
Good lineup. I'd go.
Yeah. Bet the tickets.
I've never seen any of those other acts, so I wouldn't mind checking them out.
I wanted to go see McVie's going to be in Boston on... No, I guess it was last week. I lost it. That would have been a good take. It was Boston last week. Could have gone to see it. All right, moving along musically with information about Kenny Chesney now. Yesterday he announced his summer concerts, four new ones. He's got festival appearances at two stadium shows. Let's see, at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play in Foxborough.
Let's go.
Yeah, that'll be... I can't imagine. Although it's kind of like going to Fenway Park or any ballpark. Yeah. Go out and you have a couple of beers, a couple of hot dogs, and you hope you can hear the music.
Yeah.
He's going to play Tuscaloosa, Alabama on August 4th, and the Wharf Amphitheater in Orange Beach, Alabama on the 5th. And then he does a couple of shows in Uncasville, Connecticut, which is where the is a big...
is that Mohegan Sun?
Yeah.
Is it Uncasville? Yeah. That's probably where it is.
Yeah. So that's it, though. He doesn't seem to be doing much of anything else, is he, this summer?
That's it. He tours every single summer.
Must take the summer off, more or less.
Yeah, he's got such a... he's done such a high energy show. I can imagine
150
you get
shows,
tired.
Jennifer, in an 18-month period. Big stadium show.
Yeah.
Says he's putting... the chocolate cake is great, but we're putting it away for a while. Sit back and relax. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Ames, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How to have a good conversation early in the morning. That's the playbook that I follow. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 34 after the hour. As people get ready for another weekend, it's Good Friday, Easter weekend for those in the Christian world. It reminds me of something a lot of people have forgotten about. 10 years ago this week, Don Imus, famous radio personality for decades, was tossed off the air after making a crack about the Rutgers women's basketball team. He was fired from his job, got off the air on all the stations that were carrying a syndicated program, and had to sit on the beach for a while. He finally did get back on the air, but it was a long time, and it cost him a lot of money. And it sort of reminds me, in a manner of speaking, what has happened with United Airlines. This thing is going to cost them a lot of money. I don't know that he deserved... Yeah, he deserved, I guess it depends, the old business about beauty being the ears of the beholder, whether he deserved all of the flack that he got, given some of the other things that he said over the years. But it's just the time that we're in. And that is the answer. When I asked that question the last half hour about why there isn't more outrage, the outrage that's focused on this doctor and what happened to him at United Airlines. Okay, so that's pretty bad. Does that rate equally with the number of people who have been killed this past week, whether they're white or black, whether they're at the hands of the police or not? And for me, it doesn't register, but it does indicate how people think. We become numb. And I think people become numb. Some of us who do this for a living have a certain set of standards. And then it is what we do is reflective of who we are. I mean, that's the way Imus really is. For the most part, people who do radio for as much time each day as I do or he does or other folks that you may listen to, it's hard to think that you're not listening to the real person. The real person comes out in one way or another. It's just hard to be an actor that long, 3-4 hours a day. You got to know that most of what's coming out is who that person really is. And that sort of stuff appeals to some people, just as the coverage or the overview or the experience with this Dow and United, that's something that people can identify. Imagine if it were me sitting in that seat. That's what happened. Most people don't put themselves in the position of being a victim of somebody either robbing their house or stealing their car or shooting them in the street. It just that doesn't equate with most people. But this circumstance does, and so that's why I think it's gotten as much traction as it has. Now, the other thing that is getting much traction this week, headlines all over the place. Trump drops mother of all bombs. And Daesh in combat. And there's the Taliban in Afghanistan. People think that it's over in Syria. Well, they're all over the place, kind of like the plague. Here's the story sort of from our inside point of view as to the scope and thinking behind dropping this bomb on Afghanistan.
The U.S. military has dropped its biggest non-nuclear bomb on Afghanistan. U.S. Central Command confirmed a GBU-43 was dropped from an aircraft at about 7:30 p.m. local time Thursday. The bomb, also known as the mother of all bombs, weighs about 11 tons and has never been used in a combat situation until now. The target was a cave complex believed to be used by ISIS fighters in the Aachen district of the eastern Nangarhar province near the Pakistan border. Central Command said U.S. forces took every precaution to avoid civilian casualties. Officials told CNN the military is currently assessing the damage.
All right. So what does all of this mean? Bomb weighs about 10 tons. And as you look at the pictures of the area in Afghanistan where this has been dropped, remember, we've got sort of a series of things going on from one end of the Middle East to the other. Syria is on the western end, right at the Mediterranean Sea, as Europe comes down and you have to cross over from Syria, a little bit of Jordan into Turkey, and then you get up into, that's where all the refugees are going. That's how many of them are just walking up into Europe that way. So we have Syria on one end and Afghanistan on the other end. At the west is Syria, at the east is Afghanistan, and all of the mileage and territory in between is area. The exact whereabouts of all these Daesh fighters is not ever really known, but the investigation showed that there was a lot of focus or concentration back in Afghanistan, so then this air blast took place, and I get a kick out of how they move this thing around. They just move it on a pallet, put it in the back of a plane, and then they drop it off the plane. It has a parachute attached to it and GPS so they can kind of get it to the place they want it to go. And so here's this bomb. People are saying, wow, I guess Trump means business. Well, it seems that he does. And meanwhile, back to the situation in Syria with the chemical attack, I find it hard to believe that this guy, al-Assad, has got the kind of balsam that he's got. He said yesterday in a press conference that what really happened wasn't a chemical weapons attack at all. It was a play. He said there was no attack on civilians. There was no use of sarin gas. We stopped using that a long time ago. And he said even if we had them, we wouldn't use them. We've never used our chemical arsenal. Never. He said our impression is that the West, mostly the United States, hand in glove with the terrorists, fabricated the whole story. So Assad's telling his people that this was the work of the United States and Daesh together. The images that are shown, the videos that were released on social media were all a play and propaganda, and it never, ever happened. Huh? Really? And do you think people will believe that? You believe what you want to believe. So this is where the rubber hits the road. The United Nations wants to investigate the chemical attack. The Russians blocked the UN from investigating, because that's how it works. So Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador, says Russia once again has chosen to side with Assad, even as the rest of the world, the Arab world especially, comes together to condemn his murderous regime. So is this a surprise? Nah. Russia objected to the resolution that was being drafted anyway. It's blocked a lot of the same kind of thing if you go into the past. So Putin says that they don't even have their story together. Putin said it was the rebels, Daesh, not Assad. So here we have this conundrum. Who do you believe? What the world community knows, I think. Don't we all know? Who to believe? We think we do. But is this just propaganda, too? Are we all being schmoozed? Is there any at all? Is there anything to what Assad said? Is it just a play?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, doesn't it say something in itself when Russia won't even let you investigate it? I feel like if you don't want people to look into it, then there's probably something there to look into.
Yes, ma'am. That's for sure. Speaking of something to look into, looks like North Korea is getting ready to conduct another nuclear test this weekend. The area in North Korea where they have the recent satellite images show the test site preparing, primed and ready to carry out the next nuclear test. The activity during this past week suggestive of the final preparations for a test, so said some experts in various media this week. North Korea is getting ready to celebrate the birthday of its founding father, and so that could be the response. And then the Trump administration is saying if the Chinese don't take care of it, we will. But then Trump said, I think yesterday, how wonderful the president of Premier, what a great guy he is, and he's going to take care of it. I think you'll see them doing a lot of work to fix this problem. And as soon as he got home, 150,000 Chinese troops ended up on the border between China and North Korea. So, and the other thing is, they're not going to be able to hit the United States, but they can hit Japan. Prime Minister there said that North Korea might be able to fire missiles that have the same gas that we're talking about that Assad says he didn't use. Good God, the world is mad, isn't it? You've got to be full of crazy people. Get rid of them. However you have to get rid of them. That's my feeling. Get rid of them. Send in the SEALs. Send in whoever you have to. Anybody object to that? If you do, that's fine. You can object to it. I just don't see how it's like a cancer. You got to root it out. It's now 44 past the hour on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor, plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
All right, 47 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Kara Schilling with a focus now on Donald Trump, who is now changing his position on a lot of things because he says he's learning he didn't know. He was pretty candid about this yesterday. A lot of people say, well, why are you changing your position? He said, I didn't know what I was doing when I first came in here. So how do you argue with that? So a number of his campaign promises seem to be going up in smoke, including his focus on the economy. So let's listen. Let's see if we can pick out something from this report that seems to be real news.
President Donald Trump is backing off some campaign promises and taking the more moderate approach of his predecessor. The biggest slip is probably Trump's view of China. Throughout the campaign, Trump pointed to China's currency manipulation as one reason for the sluggish U.S. economy. But since taking office, he's taken a lighter tone. Trump told the Wall Street Journal he wouldn't label China as a currency manipulator, instead insisting that the U.S. dollar had grown too strong to be competitive. The president has walked back other economic promises, including his opposition to the Export-Import Bank, which subsidizes American exports. He's also recently complimented Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, an Obama appointee Trump used to criticize for keeping interest rates low. But the most significant test of Trump's economic policy could lie in the upcoming congressional fight over tax reform.
All right. And by the way, there's a big tax. There are a lot of protests this weekend. Don't forget, your taxes are supposed to be, the money is supposed to be in the hands of the IRS by this weekend. You don't have to have the return in, but you got to have the money there. A lot of tax protests. I don't get this one. They're going to, one of the protests focuses on Trump releasing his tax returns. Huh? Okay. How about we focus on what we're using the tax money for? I think if I were protesting, I think I'd be protesting some of the money being used for the border project, the Mexico border project, which I think is going to get modified as well with a lot of other things that Trump is now changing his mind on. What do you think? 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now, 53 after the hour here, time for our weekly visit from Uri Geller from his home in Israel. He's been traveling this week, went to Spain to do a radio or television program, actually. And the focus was positive thinking. And I always want to get, Uri is one of the great minds in our world today. He's used his mind to help so many millions of people. He sets a tone in his lectures and his presentations and that sort of thing, always trying to get people out of, if you're in a morning mood, if you get up and you don't like your mood or your dream, you look at the news, you listen to the stories on the radio of all this crazy stuff going on, how do you start your day in a positive way? So I guess the question area is, how do you start your day with something positive?
Well, Doug, when you get up in the morning and you hear or see in the news that the mother of all bombs was dropped on Afghanistan, you gotta kind of think, my God, what is going on? And by the way, Doug, you probably spoke on the show about this huge bomb that was dropped 48 hours ago. Am I correct?
Yes.
Well, do you know really what Mother of All Bombs stands for?
What it stands for? No, I don't know. You mean the M-O-A-B?
Yeah, it really stands for Massive Ordnance Air Blast.
Yeah, because massive it blows up over it blows up in the air over the area. Yeah.
Exactly, and what it does when it blows up, I mean, we're about to talk about positive thinking, but you've got to mention these crazy things that are happening 24 hours a day, because most of the news that is pumped into our brains is negative news. And,
yeah,
you know, because we are animals, we have that animal instinct, we are interested also about negative news. I mean, how many times did people view the poor doctor being dragged out to United Airlines?
Yeah,
that went viral like crazy. Millions of people wanted to see how this poor man with the bleeding nose, two front teeth missing, broken nose, is being dragged out of the plane. That's negative, don't you agree? That's negative.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But we're still animals. We're still curious to look at that. Rather than waking up in an attitude of gratitude and thinking positive and kind of saying, okay, today is going to be a good day for me. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to go to work happy, and I'm going to look for opportunities that pass me by every day. The successful people in life, Doug, are the people who could sense, almost with extrasensory perception, other opportunities in their lives. If you look at my Facebook this week, you will find a video. Actually, get on it. You'll find a video of me singing something that is totally out of the ordinary for me.
God, I don't think I've ever heard you sing in my life, and I've been around you for 25 years.
Ashipi, please email Doug right now the longer clip. You'll see me singing, and I want to know your true reaction. But
okay.
My message after that video is basically, look, I've been asked to sing. I said, no way. And I must admit that that show was the most horrifying, nerve-wracking show I've ever done, because I'm not a singer and I had to memorize the words. The song was one of the most difficult songs that originally was sung by Charles Aznavour. But I did it. I did it to prove a point to myself. And under that video on my Facebook, you will find a whole story about, hey, did you ever dare to step out of the box and look for something else in your life? Maybe your skills and talents are kind of buried in your inner mind, and beside your work that you do now, maybe there are other opportunities for you out there, and that's positive, and you shouldn't be afraid to go into them as long as you have an inbuilt safety device, you have your job, you're getting your salary. But put your hands into something new, something different, something that can enhance your life and that you never believed you can achieve.
Well, one of the things, this is a big religious weekend, is Easter for a lot of people, the end of Passover. Maybe we use that and we hang ourselves on some of those events, how it is that we're celebrating something good, and then take it from there individually. Uri, always a pleasure, always great, always inspirational. Uri Geller, website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.